Well, it's been a cat and mouse game for about 9 months, but today President Obama will meet face to face with China's President Hu Jintao. And some interesting words from the UN climate chief, Ivo de Boa. He said something that might seem counter to what you think about China and climate change.
China and India have announced very ambitious national climate change plans. In the case of China, so ambitious that it could well become the front runner in the fight to address climate change.
That's right. De Boa told the Associated Press yesterday China is leaping ahead of the U.S. with domestic plans for energy efficiency, renewable sources of power, cuts in vehicle pollution, and closures of dirty plants. I'm here with David Biello, Scientific American's Associate Editor for the Environment and Energy. David, we've been hearing for a long time that China is the stick in the gears keeping us from moving forward on climate change. So what happened?
Well, certainly they're still the world's number one polluter and probably will be for a very long time. But what's happened is the central government has really gotten the message on climate change that it's a big issue, that it's going to impact them directly, particularly through drought and the loss of glaciers, things like that. And they want to move on it. They don't want to be seen as kind of the laggard in these climate change
areas.
Which
is how they've been seen.
That's how they've been seen, and they've been kind of criticized for their heavy emissions. Now, they have a couple counterarguments for that, but they are stepping forward with a very ambitious plan to build a ton of renewables, energy efficiency, as you noted, which has a long way to go in China. But that said, they'll still be the number one emitter at the end of the day.
Well, now the U.S. legislators have actually used China as the excuse as to why we have not passed legislation to reduce greenhouse gases. They've said, look, if China doesn't do it, then we can't because it's anti-competitive. So is this going to move the U.S.?
That's a question for your legislators. I think that, you know, it's pretty obvious now that China has moved, and that excuse doesn't hold as much water as it used to. Certain elements in our own national conversation don't want to take action on climate change. They've used China and India and other developing countries as an excuse, and that excuse no longer holds water.
Although, David Biello, that this hands them an argument in the sense that there's a lot of low-hanging fruit in China in that it's a very inefficient manufacturing base, unlike in some of the more industrialized countries. Can't the U.S. and Western Europe say, we'll wait for the Chinese and the Indians to catch up before we do anything substantive?
They can say that, but then that will put them in the position of being the climate change bad guys. And that's not a position that typically the U.S. and Europe like to be in. Europe in particular likes to be a trendsetter in this. And the present administration, at least on the campaign trail, talked a lot about how climate change was a top priority and that we need to avoid this issue. Now, there are all sorts of competitive issues surrounding climate change, not the least of which is it's pegged to be the next big business opportunity. And whichever countries kind of move first will probably dominate that space. And right now, China is moving more aggressively than the U.S. to dominate that space.
Now, President Obama has talked a lot about using renewable energy industries to stimulate the economy. And as we talked about earlier, he's actually going to meet with China's president today. Are we expecting them to talk about these competitive issues over these industries?
I imagine they will talk about these issues. It's an area where the U.S. and China can have a lot of cooperation. Obviously, a lot of U.S. companies want to take advantage of the major opportunities in China, and actually there are Chinese companies that want to take advantage of the major opportunities that are appearing in the U.S. Solar panel makers in China are kind of leading the world. We've ceded that advantage to them, and they're coming back to the U.S. To take advantage of our new solar incentives.
So what is the U.S. Hoping to gain a market for in China?
We are hoping to get into the market for coal, cleaning up their inefficient coal plants, which you mentioned, Mr. Hockenberry, and we are also hoping to get in the business of building nuclear plants for them. There's all kinds of kind of industrial kit that we can sell to them. The only problem—
But isn't there some tension right in there in the sense that the experience we've had with intellectual property in China sets the stage for why should American companies share environmental technology and climate change technology with China? They'll just rip it off.
That's exactly the issue, and that's what I was going to get to. That's technology transfer is a very tricky issue. The Chinese have proven to be past masters of what's called reverse engineering, and that's kind of taking a piece of industrial equipment and figuring out how it works and then building a version of it and saying, hey, we have our own version. We don't need to buy yours anymore. And that's a big reason why some of the major kind of industrial companies of the Western world don't really want to do business in China on large industrial kit because they're worried about this reverse engineering problem. The solution to that is difficult to say. The Chinese government is certainly making the right noises about that, but the reality on the ground could prove to be quite different.
So do you think they're sincere?
I absolutely think that the central government is sincere. The reality is, though, there are, 1.6 billion people in China, and it's almost impossible for the Chinese central government to control all of them.
So when you hear the gentleman from the UN saying that they could leap ahead on climate change, do you think he's talking about in terms of improvement, or do you think he's actually talking about in terms of innovations?
I think he's talking about improvement, because China has been so dirty for so long, and that's how they've powered their development. It now is the opportunity for them to, as you said, take the low-hanging fruit and improve their energy efficiency, build new, more efficient power plants, all that kind of good stuff that will really make a dent in their greenhouse gas pollution problem.
So if the United States then becomes the bad guy on climate change, as you said before, I mean, it could very well be that if China is moving ahead, and Europe, we know, already has the will to move ahead, that the U.S. could be in the position of holding up climate change. Have we heard any? Obama has not made any major policy statements about climate change.
That's right. That's exactly where we are. We are in the spotlight. We are the bad guy right now. And surprisingly, perhaps, Obama hasn't said word one about climate change since taking office. That puts him in distinction to our most recent past president, Bush, who had already spoken, I think, 3 or 4 times
on climate change. But mostly to say we're not going to do anything.
Mostly to announce policies that we're probably not good for the climate. But still, he was talking about it.
Okay, David Biello is the associate editor for Energy and the Environment and for Scientific American magazine. We will be listening today as Obama and Hu Jintao speak on those topics. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.